speed and ease. Again, today's amazingly low rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 3.5%, APR 3.81%. So give us a call today at 888-800-4556 or visit us at quickenloans.com and find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Having the most fun on the way home.
Everyone's out to have fun.
Let's party.
VOX.
1460 WVOX.
Hey, welcome to Brand Talk, the only show on radio where branding gets practical and personal, here on WVOX Radio, 1460 on your AM dial. My name is Dr. John Tantillo. We're here to talk about brands, your personal brand, your career brand, and even your business brand. Question: why are President Obama and Governor Romney tied in the polls? Do you think it might have something to do with satisfying needs? Well, if you do, or if you don't, give us a call at 914-636-0110. That's 914-636-0110, or doc@brandtalkradio.com. And in addition to that question of the day, we got our brand winner and loser, a Did You Know That? And I know I promised you last week that we were going to have Tony LoBianco on the show, but due to circumstances beyond our control, we're going to try to do that for next week. And by the way, the reason that we're going to be doing Tony, the interview with Tony, is not only is he a great interview, a great brand, he's going to be doing a very, very fond, at least for me, political figure of the 1940s in New York City, the Little Flower, Fiorello LaGuardia. His mother was Jewish. His father was Italian. I think that was the one. Or was it just the opposite? No, I think it was his mother was Jewish, his father was Italian. Anyway.
Well, yeah, with the name LaGuardia.
Yeah, thank you. I did not know that.
Unless they dropped, you know.
And the Jewish people have the right way of looking at it. By the way, to our Jewish friends, Happy New Year.
Lashana Tova.
Yes, here you go. And, well, they would say, it. You know, your nationality is what your mother is. And by the way, that's my cohort in crime here, T.J. McCormick.
Hi-yo!
And you hear him on his own radio show, the T.J. McCormick show. I don't care. He might have changed it or something.
Well, no, you changed it.
I changed it.
You're the one who, yeah, John cracked a bottle of champagne in my bow, and I had no idea. He rechristened my show.
Well, I'm the branding. I'm the branding guy.
You're the marketing doctor.
I tell you. Anyway, also, you've seen him on CNN, Fox News, Fox Business. I mean, he's all over the place.
Russian television, Al Jazeera.
Al Jazeera.
I was on Al Jazeera.
And by the way, he's also on the French Report here in Westchester.
Ah, yes. Richard French Live. Yeah.
Richard French Live. And he is just full of a lot of really great perceptions, and I'm sure he is going to weigh in on them, especially with this President Obama and Governor Romney brand take. Anyway, well, before I forget, Tony LoBianco is going to be doing his show, The Little Flower, from October 23rd through Friday, November 2nd at the DiCapo Opera Theater, 184 East 76th Street. It's between 3rd and Lexington, and you should be aware that you can even get tickets. So if you Google it, that's probably the best way to handle it, as opposed to doing a backslash see the square root sign, multiply it by 25. It's probably just easier just to do that. You'll get the page and all of that. Well, if you're joining us for the first time, folks, this show is about understanding brands and whether or not they're personal, professional, or small business. At Brand Talk, we use the same marketing principles that Fortune 500 companies use so that you, our audience, can brand yourself and become the brand you are truly meant to be. And we're going to talk about some really great brands today. We're going to talk about the winner and loser. And the show is all about this thing called branding. And, you know, my pet peeve is that people use the term brands and they don't know what the hey they're talking about. Mm-hmm. And we like to get down to that. And basically, what we do in this show is reinforce this notion that a brand is more than a name. Mm. It's what comes to mind when you mention the name. And in marketing, and for my marketing colleagues out there and my marketing students that are out there, that term is called position. And a position is what comes, is the unique perception that a brand has in the mind of the consumer. And there you have it. And then the third part of a brand is how do you promote it? And that's what, by the way, this is what we're going to talk about. Please don't mind this shameless plug at the press club, the New York Press Club event, not this Saturday, but the following Saturday at NYU Kimmel Hall. And you can get tickets online for that. I think it might be $50, and you get a nice breakfast and a lunch. And I have here that Tom Brokaw. So if you want to meet Tom Brokaw, you can. He's going to be getting an award. Now, whether or not he shows up or not, I shouldn't say that, but he should be at the event. So maybe he'll he doesn't need any of my branding help, but
I saw him at my local Dunkin' Donuts a few months ago. He was wearing hunting attire.
You mean up in Westchester?
Up in Westchester. Oh my up God. In northern Westchester.
Oh my God. OMG.
Yeah, OMG, yeah. He walked in. Yeah. And I didn't say a word.
Yeah. Well, you're listening to Brand Talk. It's John Tantillo. It's TJ McCormick here on WVOX 1460 on your AM dial. And if you'd like to give us a call about this Romney versus President Obama dialectic that we're going to talk about in a few minutes, give us a call at 914-636-0110. That's 914-636-0110. Or if you're email inclined, that's doc@brandtalkradio.com. There's doc@brandtalkradio.com. So yesterday, let me tell you, one of the great, I had such a great time yesterday. I went to my Jilly's last night.
Yeah, one of your favorite homes.
My home. And for you, for those of you who don't know who Jilly was, and for those of you who think I am a total narcissist or egomaniac for comparing me to the man that I have such great admiration for, Frank Sinatra, I'm sorry, but that's just the best way to explain it. Frank Sinatra used to go to this restaurant called Jilly's, and Jilly's was a good friend of Sinatra, sure, who we met over the years. Well, this place
Jilly
that
Rizzo.
Yeah, that's right. Jilly Rizzo. Very, very. Well, we won't go into that. But anyway, I started going to this restaurant, and the name of the restaurant is Vice Versa. And there were three owners. Mm-hmm. It's Franco and Stefano, who's the chef, mm-hmm, and Daniele.
Right.
And they own a great place. And they also own another restaurant. But to make a long story short, this is the place that you get JT soup. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, Daniele, last time I was there, I told him I didn't like the way the eggplant parmesan was, and I told him the recipe to make it.
Yeah.
He made a whole batch for me, and it's frozen in the refrigerator. It's frozen in the freezer, so the next time I go.
Yeah.
Now, if this isn't Jilly's, I don't know what is. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, okay, so I go with a friend of mine who's visiting from Miami Beach, who is an actor in training, and he's a client, friend, boop boop a doop. And we go to the restaurant, and we get to the restaurant,
right?
And my table, and you see, that's what I'm saying. My table.
Yeah, I've sat at that table.
And you sat at that table.
It's a great table.
Okay, my table is not. He didn't put me at my table, and there was no one at the table. But Franco puts me at the table next to my table. And I was, I was a little, what the heck's going on here?
Right.
And when you're at a great restaurant, and you're at a restaurant that knows you,
right,
you just say, trust me.
Benefit of the doubt.
Benefit of the doubt. So anyway, I'm ordering the dinner.
Yeah.
And who comes in but the greatest female comedian of all time?
Okay.
And I think, go ahead.
Go ahead. Joan Rivers.
No.
Okay, wait. Lily Tomlin.
No.
Oh, whoa.
No,
whoa,
bigger
whoa,
than that.
Whoa, whoa,
bigger
whoa.
Than that. Bigger than that.
Toadie Fields is dead.
No, bigger than that. And I would compare, I think she was better. I never liked Lucille Ball.
Right.
But this one I think is
Carol Burnett.
Carol Burnett.
Bam!
Carol Burnett.
Yeah.
So of course.
Great.
Franco brings her, he doesn't introduce me.
Right.
But she basically sees me. And I'm in this great Nathan Detroit, Guys and Dolls.
Yeah.
Great suit.
You're in classic Tantillo
mode. Classic. I mean, I've lost 5 pounds. I'm looking,
Yeah.
The only thing I didn't have is I didn't have my hat on because I was at dinner.
Okay.
So anyway, she looks at me and I look at her and I say, Miss Burnett, you are a great brand and someone who I have admired for many, many years, and you brought me much happiness.
Wow.
With that, she says, what is your name?
Wow.
And I said, my name is John Tantillo, and I have a show called Brand Talk. And then she says, this is how charming she is. Mm-hmm. She then says to my guest, and what is your name? And he says, my name is Alejandro. Uh-huh. And so that's the beginning of this. So we're right next to each other.
Who's she with?
She's with an entourage of 8.
Wow.
And they put us, they expanded the table, my foursome that I always get.
Right.
All right. So anyway, the table next to us has had 80 drinks.
Oh, boy.
And they are yelling, screaming, and carrying on. Mm. So I'm next to my guest, and I'm saying, what's that you say? And he's saying, well, we're doing that.
Yeah.
And the Burnett table just is flipping out because,
Right.
Anyway, so she gets up, and the table moves to another location.
Let me ask you this. I'm sorry.
Yes. Yes.
Was the table of loud drunkies, were they also directing some of their commentary to, they recognize her?
No.
We love you.
No. They were so sloshed.
They
had no idea. And they
could have been
so
Queen Elizabeth.
They did not know.
Okay, so I'm sorry. So she gets up and moves.
She gets up and moves.
Right.
And, if she's going to move, Tantillo's going to move, because I'm not putting up with that nonsense either.
Right.
So anyway, I get up and I move. And she sees that I move, and I say to her, excuse me, I'm not stalking you, at which point she starts laughing.
Right. Beautiful.
So anyway, we have dinner, and of course, Alejandro says, maybe we can get a picture with her. I said, we're not getting pictures with her. We are not bothering this woman.
Right.
We're leaving her alone,
But
he's a young kid. What does he know? You got to be. He wants to be an actor. And by the way, I introduced him as an actor, which plays up. By the way, you're listening to Tantillo and McCormick on Brand Talk 1460 on your AM dial. This is WVOX. And we're talking about a wonderful experience I had with Carol Burnett and her entourage.
Yeah, and if you've had any brushes with greatness,
give us a call.
Give us a call. If you have something that rises to the level of this Tantillo moment here.
Absolutely.
If you have something where you rub shoulders, had a nice experience, or maybe even a disappointing experience, because sometimes it goes the other way, too.
I have never had a disappointment one except for, and I mentioned this, John Voight, but we were both kids at the time.
Right.
But that's another story.
So go ahead. So
we have this wonderful dinner. We end dinner, and I say goodbye to Miss Burnett and her table. And she says to me, "Goodbye, John. It was a pleasure meeting you. And Alejandro, good luck in your career."
Lovely.
I just couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
And that was, and I said, I'm going to mention you. I reminded her again, and as if she needs John Tantillo to say it. But I mean, she's just, to talk about the importance of the brand here.
Sure.
And she's just such a beloved figure.
Right.
And I remember how cross-generational. I mean, I used to watch her with my parents.
Right.
And she was just
fabulous.
Wonderful. She was just fabulous, and I really had a wonderful time. And I generally get these positive, Paul Schaefer a few weeks ago was very wonderful. Wow. But I don't go up to them.
Well, you got to play it cool.
Listen,
there's a difference between going up to them and being a fellow diner in an exquisite restaurant. There's sort of an unspoken thing where if you do it in a cool, finesse sort of way, it's almost expected. If you're a person of society like yourself you recognize, if you're a bon vivant around town and you see someone else of notoriety, it's almost a given that you'll send a drink over. I've seen you walk over and very genuinely and warmly shake a hand and say it's a pleasure.
Did I do that one? I don't remember. That
one was at Osteria de Cerco. There was a very, very prominent producer who walked in.
Uh-huh.
I think the caveat here, you had actually met him before. That's why you got up. Right. That's why you got up. But there will be times when there'll be an acknowledgement, and that's what you do when you're in a fabulous restaurant and two people acknowledge, oh, I'm fabulous, you're fabulous.
Right.
Hello.
Okay. Well, anyway.
Good story.
I just love her. And I just love her. And not only that, I mean, that restaurant, as you know, is just... They're just
Strangled Priest.
And that's what I had last night.
Ah, with
Strangled
the duck.
The duck.
Yes. Oy.
Yeah, very good.
Days,
excellent, excellent, excellent. And it was one of those magical evenings. But if you have a magical evening, you want to talk about where you met a celebrity, 914-636-0110. This is WVOX 1460 on your AM dial. My name is Dr. John Tantillo, or JT, or John Tantillo, with TJ McCormick, and we're here to talk about brands, and now we're going to talk about, I never know where this is going to go, because you're so passionate about your politics, but I still think that, I don't really like to talk about it from a political perspective. I like to try to talk about it from a branding perspective. And that's why, and what I'm referring to is how President Obama and Governor Romney are tied for all intents and purposes, no matter which side says what.
Right.
I do have a degree in research, so I do know something about
you
polling.
You know of what you speak.
Yes, and for all intents and purposes, it's just about even, and it's all going to break down to how the independents, vote. And, this is, from a branding perspective, this is classic brand loyalty.
Right.
So the Democrats want Obama, the President Obama, the Republicans want President Romney, and everybody else is looking at who they want.
And those guys are fighting over the scraps.
That's correct. And I believe... that Obama is satisfying the needs of his base.
Sure.
Romney, for all intents and purposes, even though he's serving the needs of his base, not the conservative base, but the Republican base.
Who knows who his base is?
Right. Well, see, that's right. And the idea here is what's going to happen in the middle. Now, this is what I throw out to all listeners here. All right. If you're not a Democrat or you're not a Republican,
right?
In terms of pure branding,
right?
What is it that the country needs right now?
Right.
You need someone who is going to be able to manage this economy.
Right.
I don't care if you're a Democrat. Mm-hmm. I don't care if you're a Republican. It's simple.
Yeah.
You know? Now, I mean, and you do know, if you say to some folks that that Obama, the president, really hasn't done the job, forget you, you're evil, you're terrible, how
racist.
Can you say it? And then I won't go into the racist
well
thing.
But that's what you're called.
Well, okay, but what they will basically say is he was given a bad hand.
Right.
Well, when I'm a teacher.
Right.
And when you take a test,
mm-hmm.
and you don't do well on the test,
yeah.
do you say, the questions were too hard. It's not fair.
You know who does? You know who answers that? Somebody who doesn't take responsibility.
Well, by the way,
you're
talking to somebody that used to say that. Me.
Right.
When I was an undergraduate and I didn't know my first year of...
Maybe you weren't taking responsibility.
I was not taking responsibility.
There you go.
I hope the teacher asks the right questions. I'll never forget being in the seminary and me saying that. I hope that, you know, as opposed to studying my... doing what I was supposed to do.
Right, right.
Okay.
Doing your due diligence.
Doing my due diligence. So... Right. I, you know, but how do you feel? Do you think I'm being partisan here? Give us a call at 914-636-0110. That's 914-636-0110 or doc@brandtalkradio.com. So I just think, and that's why I think that when all is said and done, and when dust settles, I just think that Romney will, in fact, and I'm making a prediction here. I think Romney, despite all the so-called flubs and dubs, and he's probably not the best. But as I wrote in my Daily Caller piece, that's not his brand to be eloquent. You want eloquence, you have eloquence.
Right.
And as a friend of mine said, we gave the president a chance,
right.
President Obama. Now it's time to give somebody else a chance. And I mean, I think that's the logical thing.
Yeah.
From pure, I'm not being partisan.
No,
by the way,
no,
you know,
you're coming
look,
at this from
I'm
a
trying
practical
to look at,
perspective.
From a, and you know, Franklin Roosevelt was a pragmatist.
Yes, he was.
He was not an ideologue.
Right.
And that's what we're trying to do. And that's what, that's, I think, the problem with the president.
Right.
Because if the president, Obama, was a true, what I would call, realist or pragmatist, he would have figured out a way of getting businesses on the side.
Right.
And getting, and talking to everybody, getting everybody excited.
See,
and yeah, as opposed to doing the lecture thing.
I don't think
go ahead.
I don't think people really understood what they were getting because, well, you know, he ran... a leftist center left of center campaign. Who's gonna tip? Who? What kind of crazy leftist is gonna tip their hand and say, you know, I'm hoping that as many people as possible are dependent upon the government,
right?
And turns out, gang, that's his brand, and that's why this flub and this recent misstep by Romney needs to be taken. See, a lot earlier this week, people were criticizing conservatives for telling Romney, double down. You had that moment. It's on tape. Now embrace it. He couldn't run away from it.
Right.
Okay. Because it was all too out there and too literal. He would look stupid to try to say, well, I didn't mean that. I didn't mean that. So what he has to do is he has to take this as an opportunity to once and for all disseminate what his brand actually is.
Okay.
That's what he needs to do.
Okay. Well, you see, now I'm going to play. I talk about this all the time. I don't believe in public relations. I believe in targeted relations.
Ah.
From a purely, and I'm not talking from a political point of view,
uh-huh.
but from a branding point of view, he did nothing wrong. His target market.
Right.
Those people that are the 47% are never going to vote for Romney.
Which is what he was
saying.
Never. It's what
never.
He said.
And that's what he said.
Where he messed up was that he lumped in those people that are entitled into that 47%.
Absolutely. Well,
that was the ineloquence that he spoke, inelegance that he spoke of.
And to be fair,
yeah,
he wasn't publicly speaking.
Right.
This was a private group. Well, an argument could be made that they were being taped surreptitiously.
Yeah.
You know? And I mean, but look.
And it was.
It is
and
what
look,
it is.
It's the same type of moment, guard down, where President Barack Obama expressed his true feelings for the great unwashed who cling to their guns and their religion.
Yeah,
exactly
well,
the same
well,
moment.
Yeah. And, you know, look, I don't know if you know business people. But not everybody, the lawyers are better speakers.
Right.
Business people are not great orators. They're just
right.
not. But there's a skill set that we might need. Mm-hmm. And I would dare say, hey, if Romney doesn't get the job done in 4 years, he's gone too.
Look, there were not many Republicans who were very, conservatives, who were very happy with the state in which George Bush left the country. This is, you know, this is not about a bunch of Republicans just wanting to get another Republican in. This is a lot of people who have come to the determination that this president has not earned the job
right,
back.
Right, right.
He just hasn't.
Well, we're gonna finish up on this after the break, as well as we're gonna talk about our winner and loser of the week. We're gonna do a Did You Know That, which gets TJ all excited.
Love that.
And we'll be back in 2 minutes.